track 7, Physiology of Grief, PTSD. On the last track, we discussed healing self-statements. In my version of this technique, I use 3 steps in helping clients to create healing self-statements. They are considering grief neutrally, identifying needs, and identifying strengths. On this track, we will discuss the physiology of grief as it relates to clients suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. I have found that there are 3 major physiological aspects of grief. They are the mind-body connection, acute stress reactions, and emotional triggers. As I describe the physiological aspects of grief, evaluate the ways in which I communicate the information to various clients. You may want to compare these case studies to clients you are currently treated. Sam, age 52, was a former boxer and an ex-Marine. Sam was robbed in his home when he experienced an odd mind-body connection that he couldn't explain. The thief demanded Sam open his safe. Sam stated, "My mind froze. It was like I was dumbstruck. When I could think again, I remembered the gun hidden in my pocket. When I went for it, my hand froze. Now I've lived my whole life around violence, and I know how to kick some ass. Why would I just freeze up like that?" I explained to Sam that there is no single definitive theory as to how trauma affects the body. I stated, "Your autonomic nervous system may have been destabilized, or perhaps your body chemistry was changed. When we experience danger, our bodies try to react in a self-preserving manner. Your body was trying to save itself, Sam." Do you have a client who has experienced a mind-body connection? As you know, there is a critical moment in stressful interactions when clients can feel anxiety start to increase. In my experience, clients tend to have 2 types of acute stress reactions. The 2 types of acute stress reactions are hyperarousal and hypoarousal. Lori, age 49, experienced hyperarousal. Lori stated, "I always thought that if I were to be mugged, I'd just do whatever the mugger told me. You know, hand him my purse, write him a check, whatever he wanted so I wouldn't get hurt. But when I actually got mugged, boy, did I fight back. I punched the mugger, pulled his hair, and tried to tear his clothes off of him. Now, he was probably twice my size, but something came over me. I'm normally shy and timid, but I was a wild woman that day." I explained to Lori that she was experiencing hyperarousal. I stated, "Hyperarousal is when the body secretes adrenaline in higher amounts than normal to enable an efficient fight-or-flight response." In addition to hyperarousal, the other acute stress reaction clients may experience is hypoarousal, in which the client enters a state of numbness. As you are aware, clients who experience hypoarousal can react to stressful situations through dissociating. Hypo-aroused clients may even enter an altered state of consciousness. For example, Mark was a combat medic in Iraq. Mark stated, "I was living on adrenaline for days on end. Then, one day, there was a car bomb. We had to triage 7 patients. On my way to pull the last victim from the scene, I froze. I couldn't move even though I wanted to. Then I just sort of blacked out. I woke up 3 days later in sickbay. I can't remember anything between the time I froze and the time I woke up." As you know, Mark had experienced hypoarousal. I explained to Mark that his body had secreted non-adrenaline in an effort to effect a numbing reaction, much the same as when animals play dead. In addition to mind-body connection and acute stress reactions, the third physiological aspect of grief I have found is emotional triggers. As you are obviously aware, the 2 types of emotional triggers are external and internal. Clearly, external triggers are located within the environment. For example, Mary, age 29, responds fearfully to anger in other people's voices. Mary stated, "My girlfriend Cindy and I were driving to the mall when a carjacker caught us at a stoplight. He seemed so mad. He was yelling and screaming. I was so scared. And then he dragged us out of the car. When he took off, he tried to run us over. To this day, whenever I hear someone get mad, I get so scared." Mary was so traumatized that she perceived any type of hostility as a threat to her existence. Mary stated, "It's so bad that if someone gets annoyed and speaks out, I start crying." I stated, "Logically, you know that the person is simply irritated and that you were safe from an attack, but on an emotional and physiological level, you're on guard, waiting for an attack. How does this make you feel?" Mary stated, "I feel like I have no control." Are you treating a client like Mary who suffers from an emotional trigger? You might try the managing triggers technique I will now describe. To help Mary manage her triggers and overcome the physiological aspects of grief she was experiencing, I decided to try the managing triggers technique. The managing triggers technique combines stress reduction techniques with visualization. I implement the managing triggers technique using 4 steps. They are deep breathing, visualizing the trigger, stopping the visualization when the client gets upset, and repeating the exercise. Evaluate my method of the managing triggers technique to see how it compares with yours. First, Mary did a deep breathing exercise. Do you currently use a deep breathing exercise with your grief clients? Mary found a comfortable position in which to sit and close her eyes. Next, she relaxed her neck and shoulders. Mary then took a deep breath from her stomach and held it for 2 seconds. After exhaling with a sigh and visualizing stress and tension leaving her body, Mary repeated the exercise until she felt relaxed. Once Mary felt relaxed, we continued the second step of the managing triggers technique. The second step is to visualize the trigger. I asked Mary to visualize someone other than her attacker yelling at her. Mary stated, "I'm imagining my mom yelling at me, and I don't feel relaxed anymore." The third step is to stop visualizing when the client gets upset. Mary stopped the visualization in order to calm down if the focus is calming, or you might have the client vent the feeling before stopping. In addition to deep breathing, visualizing the trigger, and stopping the visualization when the client gets upset, the fourth step in the managing triggers technique is to repeat the exercise. With Mary, I had to repeat the exercise several times before she could visualize an angry situation without fear. Mary could eventually visualize her mother yelling at her without feeling afraid. Next, Mary repeated the exercise using more hostile visualizations. In a later session, Mary stated, "It feels good to be able to imagine a pissed-off carjacker and not start crying uncontrollably. I feel like I'm in control again." Are you treating a Mary who has very deep-seated triggers and may need to practice visualization and stress reduction? On this track, we discussed 3 major physiological aspects of grief. They are the mind-body connection, acute stress reactions, and emotional triggers. You may find it useful to play this track for your client. On the next track, we will discuss mindsets of grief. In my practice, I have found that there are 3 basic mindsets of grief. They are absolutist thinking, intolerance of mistakes, and denial of personal difficulties. Question 7. What are 3 major physiological aspects of grief?